Praise the Lord. Thank God for His touch. I feel sorry for some of you. I hope that you have short-term memory loss.
我希望或许你们暂时的会失去你们暂时的记忆。Now,
part of me wishes that you would remember what I said today, but other part of me feels sorry for those of you that had to listen to me three times already.
一方面呢，我很希望你们能够记得我今天传讲的信息，但是呢，我也感觉很抱歉，因为有些人已经听我这是第三堂了。So
if you forgot that you were here this afternoon and that I was here this afternoon, that might be better off.
所以或许呢，你们就可以忘记你们下午听到的。
But I thank the Lord for another opportunity
that
we can just join together and just love and worship Him. Now what we've been singing about from the very beginning, from when Brother Williams singing and leading us in worship and the choir songs, it's just what I want to talk about tonight.
其实从一开始我们刚刚的敬拜，还有 威廉带我们的敬拜诗歌，这些都是我要传讲的信息。
His touch and the oil of His Spirit makes all the difference in our lives.
因为当他触摸我们，还有他对我们，他给我们那新鲜的膏油，就可以使我们的生命不一样。
There are Christian people that are really trying hard in their own strength.
有一些基督徒呢，他们就是靠着他们自己的能力在那边努力。
And it's difficult.
而且非常的困难。
And some are finding it impossible.
有些人呢，感觉这简直是不可能的事。
But when He invigorates a person by His Spirit,
但是当神来用他的灵来充满一个人，
When His life and virtue touches our lives and spirits,
当神的灵来触摸我们的灵的时候，
It makes all the difference in the world.
那我就有一个全新的不一样的境界。
And I'm thankful for His touch, and I'm thankful for His presence here tonight.
我感谢主今天在我们当中，而且他触摸我们。
I can tell by looking at the choir singing that they knew what they were singing about.
我可以看见当诗班在唱的时候，他们知道他们在唱什么。
There was a touch of God on their lives and on their singing.
因为当他们唱的时候，他们真的在述说神对他们生命里面的触摸。
I think many of us can sense that Jesus is here.
我相信我们很多人都可以感觉到耶稣现在就在这里。
That His presence is here. He wants to minister to you.
他的同在就在这里，他想要来服侍我们。
He wants to help every one of us tonight into a closer walk and a greater fellowship, a deeper experience with Him.
因为他想要来帮助我们，使我们可以与他更亲近，跟他有更亲密的交通，可以与他同行。
That one song that you sang earlier, somebody ruined it for me. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
就像刚刚我们唱的诗歌，生命的活水从我们里面涌流出来。
It's a nice song, and I liked it until a few years ago when I was at a conference.
其实我非常喜欢那首诗歌，只等到几年以前，当我在参加一个退休会的时候。
I was standing in the front here, looking out over the congregation, and we started to sing that song.
当时呢，我也是站在讲台上，我面对着会众，我们在唱那首诗歌《生命的活水》。
All of a sudden, from the very back and down the middle aisle, there came a young man, and he was doing calisthenics, somersaults.
突然呢，就有一个年轻人，他从后面呢就往前面来，他在那边翻跟斗。
Handstands and tumbling, all right down the middle aisle, singing, "I've got a river of life flowing out of me."
然后呢，他就在中间的这个走道上呢，就在那边翻跟斗，而且一直在唱《生命的活水》。
I didn't really know what to do with him or with that, but he was very excited about it.
他看起来非常的兴奋，我当时不知道该怎么办。
And you know, I kind of would rather almost have that than have people singing, "I've got a river of life flowing out of me."
但是呢，说实在的，我宁可大家像那个样子，而不是很死气沉沉的唱这首诗歌。Now,
I'm not looking for anybody to do calisthenics across the front or down the aisles, but there is that life of Jesus that kind of just radiates from us.
当然，我不是希望大家现在就开始站起来，翻跟斗。但是，真的，耶稣的生命就是那样子的一个生命，在我们里面充满了活力。When
we want to do something or learn something well, we try to learn from people that know more than we do.
当我们想要学一样东西的时候，我们总是要跟一个比我们更会的人学。
If I wanted to learn how to play basketball, I wouldn't ask you.
如果我想要学打篮球，我不会向你们请教。
I'd try find Steph Curry someplace.
我可能就去找 Curry 跟他学习。
Or maybe the other guy, LeBron James.
或者 LeBron James.
I find somebody that knows how to play the game and who does well.
我们要找一个人，他很会打，打得很好。
And along every line, if I wanted to learn carpentry, I'd ask a good carpenter to help me, to show me.
如果我想学木工，我就要找一个很好的木匠来教我。
Now, if I wanted to learn how to be a Christian and to love and follow Jesus Christ, I would ask the Apostle Paul.
所以我想如何学习做一个基督徒，能够好好的跟随主，我可能想要请教的就是使徒保罗。
It must have been nice to be one of his co-workers.
我想做使徒保罗的同工应该是很棒的。
Well, I don't know if it would be so nice all the time. He got himself into some pretty hot water.
但是或许不是都是一帆风顺的，因为他常常都会有一些的困难。
But to sit under the tutelage of the apostle like Timothy or Titus had opportunity, that must have been a wonderful experience.
但是能够坐在他的脚前来听他讲道，就像提摩太那样，可能是非常好的。
But even...The Apostle Paul was just a human being at best.
但是连使徒保罗他也是一个人。
You know, we somehow or other think of, well, the Apostle Paul is just a little lower than the angels or a little higher than we all are, and he's sort of in limbo land. He's not quite down to earth like we, but he really was.
有的时候我们想起使徒保罗的时候，我们会想他可能不是一般的人，他可能比一般的人高一点，可能比天使低一点，其实他不过也就是一个人。
And in the Bible he talks about and he writes to others about the possibility of losing heart.
所以他在书信里面他也跟别人说，我们是可能灰心丧胆。
The Apostle Paul losing heart?
你会想使徒保罗他也会灰心吗？
Could life get so difficult and hard that even venerable men and women of God can lose heart?
难道生命生活会到困难到一个地步，连很多属神的人的弟兄姐妹都会灰心吗？
It's possible, but Paul also gives us the antidote for losing heart. He gives us the remedy for not losing heart.
是的，是可能会灰心的，但是同时使徒保罗也告诉我们一个诀窍，如何不灰心。
In 2 Corinthians chapters 3 and 4,
在哥林多后书第三章和第四章。
And I know you know these verses well, and I saw them in the handbook someplace, as I was looking at it a couple days ago.
我知道我们大家对这些经节都非常熟悉，我在大会手册上有看到。
We have a treasure inside these earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
保罗说我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And Paul is talking about this ministry in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the glory of God.
因为保罗在这里讲的呢，就是在圣灵里的服事，在神荣耀里的服事。
He talks about the glory of the old covenant, compares it to the glory of the new, and says the old has nothing at all in comparison to what the new brings to us.
他讲到了旧约执事里面的荣光和新约执事里面的荣光，旧约执事的荣光跟新约执事的荣光是没办法比的。
We have a life in the Spirit.
因为我们有在圣灵里的生命。
We have the Spirit of God, the glory of God inside of these clay jars, these earthen vessels.
因为在我们这身上，在我们这个瓦器里面，我们有神的灵和神的生命。
So at the beginning of the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, he says, Therefore, because we have this treasure in these earthen vessels, because the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
所以呢，在灵后第四章第一节，他就说我们既然蒙怜悯，而且因为我们有圣灵住在我们里面，我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And as we keep our eyes upon him, we're changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以当我们仰望主的怜悯的时候，仰望主的，我们就可以荣上加荣的被他改变。
See, as we go on in our Christian life, it just gets better all the time. It doesn't stay the same, it gets better, it increases, the glory increases, the light of God increases.
所以当我们继续走这条基督徒的道路的时候，会越来越好，因为神的荣耀越来越大。
So when he gets to the fourth chapter, the first verse of the fourth chapter, he says, Therefore.
所以呢，当他讲到灵后第四章的时候，他就说，我们既然
Since through God's mercy, we have this ministry.
他说既然我们蒙了怜悯受了这职分
We do not lose heart
就不丧胆
We do not lose heart
我们不丧胆
Had it not been for this ministry we would perhaps lose heart but God by his spirit renews us we do not lose heart
如果我们没有这样子的职分我们是会上胆的但是今天我们有这个职分因为神的灵他会来更新我们所以我们可以不上胆
He continues to talk to them and at the end of chapter 4 in the 16th verse he says therefore we do not lose heart
所以保罗继续的在第十章里面讲然后到最后十六节的时候他就说所以我们不上胆
So outwardly we're wasting away
外体虽然毁坏
Yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day.
但是内心却一天新似一天。
There are an awful lot of problems that come to a Christian.
是的，基督徒会遇见许多的困难。
We have an adversary.
因为我们有一个仇敌。
We live in a world that is ungodly and untoward towards Christians, increasingly so.
而且我们所在的这个世界越来越来对基督徒是越来越抵挡
We are in the vast minority
而我们慢慢的就变成了少数人
Though we be few
是的我们可能只是少数
If we have a life in the spirit and are renewed day by day we can rise above
但是如果我们在我们的生命是在圣灵里面而且我们天天被更新的话我们就可以超越这一切
The difficulty is that there are those Christians who are not being renewed day by day.
但是困难呢？困难的就是在有许多的基督徒，他们并不是在灵里天天的被更新。
There are those Christians who are trying to do it in their own strength, trying to fulfill the call of God, trying to live a holy life without the Holy Spirit.
但是因为有许多的基督徒呢他们很努力的要用自己的力量来答应神的呼召要用自己的力量但是他们却想要过圣洁的生活但是却没有在圣灵里面
If we're going to have a river of life flowing out of us there has to be a river of life flowing into us
如果我们要有生命的活水从我们里面流出来我们一定要先有生命的活水流进我们里面
And Paul says to the church at Corinth Hey, take it from meWe don't faint, we don't lose heart, and we don't lose heart or faint because of this ministry of the new covenant.
所以使徒保罗在这里就对哥林多的教会说，我们可以不丧胆，是因为我们受了这个职分，这个新约的职分。
In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, Paul writes to the churches in Galatia and he says this.
在加拉太书第六章第九节保罗写信给加拉太的教会他这么说
Let us not become weary in well-doing
他说我们行善不可丧志
In due season we shall reap if we faint not
若不灰心到了时候就要收成
Again the tendency can be The apostle Paul says Not me Paul saysWe can grow weary in doing well. We can get tired and fatigued in doing well.
换句话说，保罗在这里告诉我们，不是我们自己的话，是他的话，就说我们行善可能会灰心丧志而疲倦。
He's trying to encourage a group of Christians in Galatia. Don't get weary. Don't give up.Don't tire out or peter out as you go along the way.
所以他在这里鼓励加拉太的教会和基督徒，你们不要丧志，不要灰心，不要疲倦。
You can be renewed day by day.
因为我们可以在灵里每一天的被更新。
There's a renewing of the Holy Ghost that He sheds on us abundantly through the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为圣灵借着耶稣基督赐给我们的圣灵，天天的来更新我们。
In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3, we read, "Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men." So that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
希伯来书第十二章第三节，在这边在这边他也是说我们不要丧胆
talking here about the Lord Jesus
他在这里讲的呢就是耶稣基督
consider the opposition that he had to endure
他在这里说那忍受罪人这样顶撞的就是耶稣基督你们要思想免得疲倦灰心
consider the contradictions of the world and people in the world that was against him
想想当时在世界上对抵挡他对与他 征战的人
And as you look at his example, don't grow weary, don't lose heart.
当我们要看看主耶稣基督的榜样，我们就不要疲倦灰心。
If you can remember all the way back to this morning when we talked about Ephesus, there, one of the commendations that was given to the church in Ephesus was that they do not lose heart, they do not grow weary, they persevere.
就想起来我们就记得我们今天早上我们讲到圣灵对以弗所教会的，他就是说 你们很劳碌，你们很忍耐，而且不灰心。
So I can gather from these scripture verses from the apostle or from John or whoever is writing that there's a potential, there's a possibility for Christian people to be discouraged, to despair, or to lose heart.
所以呢 借着使徒保罗的书信还有约翰的书信，我们可以看见基督徒是很可能灰心丧胆和疲倦的。
Now I think that that is a possibility and a reality in many of our lives from time to time, I hope only momentarily.
我相信在我们生命里面也是经常会这样子的，但是我希望那些都是暂时的。
Things seem overwhelming, the situation that confronts us seems overwhelming.
或许我们所面对的环境实在是超过我们所能承担的。
We might throw up our hands and is it really worth it? I don't know if I could keep on. I don't think I can take another blow.
或许呢，我这个打击一再的来临，我们就撒手了。我们说没有办法再承受了。
And the encouragement repeatedly from the apostle Paul is, don't give up, don't lose heart, don't get weary in well doing. Keep on, keep on. It's too soon to quit.
但是呢，使徒保罗却一再一再的、一再的来鼓励圣徒们：你们不要灰心，不要放弃，不要丧胆，不要疲倦。
I'm sure you've probably sung the hymn "Hold the Fort" more than once, right? Hold the fort, for I am coming. You know that one? Jesus signals. You don't know that one?
No.
Some of you are saying yes. Some of you are saying no. But there's a verse in that song, that hymn, that says, "Mighty men around us falling, courage almost gone."
那首诗歌里面有一句话呢，就是在我们周围的勇士呢，都一个一个倒下来，好像我们的信心和勇气都失去了。
Courage almost gone.
我们的勇气几乎都丧失
了。All around us, there are those comrades in arms that are quitting or reneging or getting weary or too tired or too fatigued.
或许我们旁边的同志，我们旁边的同伴们，他们一个一个 倒下来，或许他们放弃了，他们疲倦了，灰心了，退去了。
But the call there in that hymn at least is, hold on, hold the fort, Jesus is coming. By his grace, let's continue.
但是那首诗歌呢，就是鼓励我们要继续的紧紧的抓住，不要放弃，不要放弃，主耶稣快回来了。
See, the Christian life is not a Sunday school church picnic.
因为我们基督徒的生活呢，不是只是在主日学里面的一顿野餐而已。
In the Bible, it's not portrayed as fun and games, enjoyment.
在圣经里给我们看见的呢，就是这不是一个享受而已。
Come to Jesus, and you'll never have any troubles at all ever again.
我们的福音从来没有说，来到耶稣面前，你就人生再也没有任何的烦恼。
He'll be with you in all your troubles, and he'll help you through. But it's not to say you won't have trials.
并不是说你从来都不会再有试探了，但是你在试探难处的时候，他陪你一起走过。
See, we're in a battle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places.
因为我们所征战的不是与属血气的征战，乃是与空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
And the enemy paints with awfully drab and dreary colors.
而且呢，仇敌常常把我们的环境就涂上了一个非常灰色的色彩。
It's his job to do that, to bring hopelessness and despair into the lives of people.
因为他的工作呢，就是要让我们的心感觉到是非常的绝望的。
The Apostle Paul, as I say, he faced this in his own life.
保罗他自己说，他在生命里面也面对过这些。
What's the answer to it? How can I overcome it?
但是答案在哪里？我如何能够胜过？
It's a day by day renewing.
是每一天，一天新思一天，一天一天的更新。
It's a fresh touch, moment by moment, day by day.
每一个时刻，每一天都从他得到新鲜的触摸。
It's a life lived in the Spirit.
是一个在圣灵里面过的生活。
Whereby then we walk in the Spirit.
我们可以在圣灵里行走。
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you would.
我们来看林后哥林多后书第十章。
Just to show you what the apostle was dealing with in his life.
我们来看林后
第十一章。Maybe some of you here find yourself worse than this.
或许呢，我们当中有的人 我们现在所目前面对的环境比这些更不好，更
糟糕。We could put your biographical sketch on the screens, and it will read much worse than what I'm about to read to you from 2 Corinthians 11.
林后第十一章
Beginning with verse 23.
从二十三节
Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this, but I am more.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是
I have worked much harder. I've been in prison more frequently. I've been flogged more severely and had been exposed to death again and again.
我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
Anybody here like that? Is your life that hard?
我们中间有谁生活是这么的困难吗？
Paul says, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次是四十减去一下。
Now, we don't read about all those times in the scriptures, but five times he got beat and lashed 39 stripes.
但是我们常常不去读这个五次，他五次被人鞭打，每一次四十减一下。
I don't know, but I just have a sneaking suspicion that the Apostle Paul knew what the temptation to lose heart might be about.
但是在这里呢，我就觉得使徒保罗他一定知道什么是灰心丧胆。
He says three times I was beaten with rods.
被棍打了三次。
I don't know. I was beaten with rods in my house. My mother beat me with rods more than three times. But I don't think that's what they're talking about here.
我知道我在小的时候，我妈妈用棍子打了我不止三次。但是我想这里讲的不是那个。
Once I was stoned.
被石头打了一次。
Three times I was shipwrecked.
遇到船坏三次。
I spent a day and a night in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false brothers.
一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险。盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
Now just think of what this man, not the superhuman man, this man, just like you, what he endured.
我们可以想象吗？这是一个人，一个跟你我一样的人，他所曾经遭遇和经历的。
Because I've experienced and received this ministry in the Spirit, I don't lose heart.
但是因为我受了这个新约圣灵里的职分，所以我就不丧胆。
Paul, every place you turn, you're in danger.
保罗，你不管往哪个方向走，你都会碰到危险。
In New York, you're in danger. In California, you're in danger. When you're flying across the country, you're in danger.
你不管到了纽约，你有遭受危险；在加州，你有遭受危险；你翻山越岭，都会遭受危险。
But I don't lose heart.
但是我不丧胆。
I don't give up.
我也不放弃。
Oh yeah, there's a tendency and a temptation in some, perhaps, to fear and to withdraw. And there were people, co-ministers with the Apostle Paul, who turned back when the going got tough.
是的
they became fearful.
是的，在这里会有这些会有这些试探要我们放弃，而保罗的同工里面就有人放弃的。
Verse 27, he continues. He says, "I've labored and I've toiled and I've gone without sleep, and I know what it is to be hungry and thirsty, and I've often gone without food."
27节他继续说，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食。
This poor man.
真的是很可怜。
Why did he have to suffer all this?
为什么他需要受这些苦呢？
What did he do wrong?
到底他做了什么错呢？
He says, I bear in my body the marks, the scars.Of living for Jesus Christ.
因为他说我身上带着印记，我为耶稣基督而活。
They beat him to an inch within an inch of his life. They nearly killed the Apostle Paul more than once.
有多少次他们几乎就把他杀死了，打死了。
And he hadn't done anything wrong.
而且他没有做一件错事。
And when I read what he says and his experience.
当我在这边读他所经历的，他所受的。
I look at my life and I think, well, let's see, what could I put up there against him? What could I say about me?
然后我再看看我自己的生命，我自己的生活，我怎么可以能跟他比呢？
They laughed at me.
他们可能讥笑我。
Well, that doesn't quite make it as far as this list is concerned.
但是呢，比起他所受的苦就不算什么。
They didn't want me to sit with them. They ostracized me from their group.
或许呢，我的朋友不接纳我，他们排斥我。
You know, that's nothing.As compared to what the apostle went through.
但是比起使徒保罗所经历的，这些都不算什么。
I understand that we face trials, and maybe yours more than mine, and our difficulties and problems, maybe for you are insurmountable. But the apostle understands what that's all about.
或许你所经历的困难是比我还多，你生命里面充满了痛苦，但是使徒保罗知道你的，因为他有经历过。
The way you get through all that outward stuff.Of life,
但是如何我们能够胜过这些外面的环境呢？
Is to have an inner renewing of the Holy Spirit day by day.
就是我们内心被圣灵每一天每一天的来更
新。They can kill the outer body, but they're never going to kill what's on the inside.
或许他们可以杀了我们的外体，但是他们不能杀了我们的内心。
They can try to bury me outwardly and silence me, but they're not going to be able to stop what's going on because I've got a river of life that's flowing out.
他们或许可以把我在外体可以阻挡我，可以阻止我，但是他们没有办法阻挡我里面这个生命的活泉。
There's oil in my lamp that keeps me shining in the camp until the break of day.
因为在我的灯里有油，使我可以一直发光，直到主作王。
If you are strong on the inside, then you can face anything on the outside.
因为我们如果内心是刚强的，我们就可以面对外面一切的环境。
Don't take it from me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
这不是我说的。
Take it from the Apostle Paul. He knows.
不要听我讲的，但是听使徒保罗讲的，因为他明白，因为他曾经面对过。
He endured it.
而且他经历了忍耐。
He went through victoriously.
而且他经过了，而且得胜了出来。
Because of the ministry of this new covenant, the Holy Spirit that was in him.
因为他受了这个新约的职分，他圣灵住在他里面。
If inwardly you are weak.
或许我们如果我们在里面是软弱的
If inwardly you're running on fumes because there's no oil
如果我们在里面开始冒烟了因为里面没有油
Then you're culpable you're responsible for whatever goes on You can't stand up to a mosquito well, That's a bad analogy Mosquitoes are pretty tough these days
那我们可能什么都没有办法承担可能连蚊子咬都没办法承担
I just read more people are killed by mosquitoes than anything else any other animal
其实蚊子也是 蛮可怕的 我最近读到了所有的动物里面呢就是蚊子 是杀人最多的
All that I said? Yeah. I mean, you don't care about that. Half a million people a year get killed by mosquitoes.
差不多每一年有五十万的人死于蚊子咬
My illustration was poor, but I stick to what I said. If inwardly you are strong,You can face any outward trial or test. If inwardly you are weak, you'll falter and fail.
但是我的意思呢，就是说，如果我们里面的人是刚强的，我们就可以面对外面一切的环境。但是如果我们里面的人是软弱的，我们就会跌倒。
See, our society and our, I guess, the whole world puts more emphasis on the outside than on the inside.
但是我们所现在我们处的社会，全世界都是一样，就非常注重的就是外表。
How many times have you gone on a diet just this past year?
今年过去这一年，我们有多少人开始节食减肥
？What are we not supposed to eat? What are we supposed to eat? What are we doing to keep ourselves fit physically?
或是呢，我们应该吃这个，不应该吃那个，或是我们要运动，使我们的身体健康。
What's your latest regimen for weightlifting or exercise?
所以我们最后一次我们做的 我们做的是举重啊，或是什么运动。
All this emphasis on the outer perishing body.
我们放很多的重点在我们这个外体会毁坏的这个身体。
And unfortunately, sometimes we neglect the inner being, the inner man.
但是很可惜，有的时候呢，我们却忽略了我们里面的人。
We want to look good on the outside.
我们希望我们外面看起来很好看。
We want to comb it and we want to wash it. We want to brush it. We want to make sure everything. And well, we should. I'm not trying to tell you to look like a bunch of slobs.
当然，我们梳头，我们洗脸，我们刷牙，当然这些很重要。我并不是要你们看起来非常邋遢。
But see, God is interested more in what's going on the inside.
但是神却更在乎我们里面的光景。
Are you living in the Spirit? Is there renewing of the Holy Spirit? Is there a fresh touch from God on your life?
你是不是活在圣灵里面？你的里面人的你里面的人是不是经常被神的灵更新？
My son, he came to me just this week, 3 days ago. He came to me and said, "Dad, do we have any bags of sand?"
我的儿子在这个礼拜三天以前，他来问我，我们有没有沙那个沙袋
？No, I don't know. What do you need a bag of sand for?
我就说我们没有，为什么你需要一袋子沙
？Well, it's the new workout routine that he discovered someplace. He needs an 80-pound bag of sand. He needs to carry it a quarter of a mile.
因为他最近学的运动的方式，他必须要抱着一袋80磅的沙子，要走四分之一 mile.
I said, Tim, you just can't go walking up and down the block holding on to this bag of sand and walking around. People are going to think you're.No, I'm not going outside. I'm not going to do it outside. I'm doing it up and down the driveway.
我就跟我儿子说 ，Tim， 你不能在马路上这样子抱着一袋沙走，人家会看起来很奇怪。他说不会，我就是在我的这个车道上走。
And sure enough, sometime during the day, I looked out the window, and there he was walking.
当然，有的时候我从窗户外面看见，我就看见他抱着一袋沙在那走。
Bodily exercise profits for a little while.
但是我们锻炼身体益处还小。
So, you know, eat right, exercise, do your whole regimen, but not to the neglect of the inner being.
是的，我们要吃对的食物，我们要运动，但是我们不能忽略了我们里面的人。
We feed our bodies with all that porridge that you've been getting.
我们有的时候吃我们做的小米粥、稀饭。
We also need to feed our souls.
但是我们同时也要喂饱我们里面的灵。
John in 3 John, I would that your body prospers even as your soul is prospering.
就像在约翰三书这里，约翰说，我愿意你们的灵魂、身体都兴盛，你们的灵魂兴盛。
If my body tonight, if your body tonight was as strong as your inner being, your soul, would we have to carry you in here?
如果你今天你的外体跟你的里面一样的刚强的话，那我们就不需要把你抬进来。
Would you be strong enough to get around all by yourself if your body was as strong as your spirit and your soul?
如果我们的身体跟我们的像我们的灵一样的刚强的话，我们就不需要人把你到处抬来抬去的。
We can get weak, we can get anemic, we can lose strength.
但是我们会软弱，我们会可能贫血，我们会失去能力。
And so.The Apostle Paul says, every day you need to be renewed, every single day.
所以保罗说，每一天，每一天我们都需要更新。
Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but they live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以耶稣说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神所口中所出的一切话。
I eat bread, I eat food every single day, but I need to eat this word, this bread of life. I need to feed on him.
是的，我每天都吃食物，我每天都吃面包，但是我同时需要吃主的话来喂养我的灵。
When Jesus talked to his disciples in John 6, he said something to them, to the multitudes, that was difficult to understand for them. When he said, unless you eat my flesh and unless you drink my blood, you don't have any life in you.
耶稣在约翰福音第六章，他在这里说了一些话，使他的门徒还有众人都非常的不能明白。他就说，你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
We need to feed on him. We need to partake of him. We need to take Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God into our very lives and make him part of us.
我们必须要吃主喝主，借着圣灵使耶稣的生命成为我们的生命。
And that's day by day.
这个必须是每一天每一天做的。
Not year by year at a conference that we attend.
不是一年来一次特会。
Not Sunday after Sunday.
也不是每一个主日来教会。
Sunday after Monday after Tuesday after Wednesday and every single day to be renewed afresh.
而是每一天，礼拜天、礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三，每一天都要在圣灵里面被更新。
David in Psalm 25, I think it's the first verse, said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul."
在诗篇二十五篇第一节呢，大卫就说：“哦，主啊，我的灵，我向你举起我的心。
”Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and don't let my enemies triumph over me.
他说：“主啊，不要让我羞愧，我的心盼望等候你。
”Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed that transgress without cause.
让那些作恶的人呢，让他们啊，让他们羞愧。
Lord, I lift my soul up to you.
主啊，但是我把我的心举起来，我的心仰望你。
Lord, fill this hungry soul with yourself.
啊，主啊，用你自己来满足这个饥渴的灵魂。
Feed me till I want no more.
主啊，让你来满足我，使我不再饥渴。
Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where else am I going to go to get fed?
主啊，你有永生之道，我到哪里去寻找饱足呢？
But what does that really mean to lift up our souls?
但是怎么样叫做把我的心举起来仰望神呢？
To open up our inner being to Him.
而是把我们里面的人向神大大的敞开。
So that I don't lose heart, that I don't become fearful or in despair.
所以呢，我就不会丧胆，我不会灰心，我不会害怕。
In order to circumvent that, I need to open up my soul to the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory?
所以呢，为了要战胜这些，我必须把我的心、我的灵魂向这位荣耀的王敞开。谁是这位荣耀的王？
David answers his question. He says, "Oh, he's the Lord."
大卫呢就自己回答他自己的问题。他是主，耶和华主。
And he's strong, and he's mighty in battle.
他非常的有能力，他在征战上非常的有能力。
So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
他说：“众臣们啊，当抬起头来，那荣耀的王就要进来。”
Come into what?
他进来做什么？
Come into my earthen vessel.
进到我这个瓦器里面来。
Give me oil in my lamp.
主啊，赐给我。我的灯需要有。
Unto thee I lift up my soul, oh my God, I trust in thee. I've got enemies all around me.
哦，主啊，我四围都是仇敌，但是我的心举起来仰望你。
Friends, so-called, Ahithophel has lifted up his heel against me, and I got Goliath I'm facing, and I got brothers that are against me. And Lord, unto thee I lift up my soul. I'm about ready to lose heart, but Lord.Encourage, strengthen me.
主啊，你来鼓励我，你来刚强我。我的朋友，我的仇敌，他们都来攻击我。主啊，你是我的帮助。
And I believe that every one of us will have to learn, if we haven't learned already, how to do this.
但是我相信我们每一个人都要学这个。如果我们还没有学会的话，我们要学。
Tuesday might not be a very good day for any of you.
Tuesday.
Pick Wednesday if you want. I don't care what day.
这个礼拜二或是这个礼拜三。对你们来说，可能就会有不好的事情。
We don't know what the day is going to bring forth.
因为我们不知道那一天会发生什么事。
Maybe we'll run up against something that's difficult and hard, and we'll, I don't know. I just can't. I just forget. We lose heart. We grow faint.
或许那一天我们就会遭遇一些事情非常的困难，然后我们就不知道该怎么办，我们就灰心，我们丧胆。
But it's at those times we need to say, Lord, I'm going to lift up my soul to you.
就是在这样子的时刻，我们要向主说，主啊，我举起我的心来仰望你。
I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
我要接受你那新鲜的恩膏来膏抹。
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
你用油膏了我的头，你使我的福杯满溢。
I think that's how David encouraged himself in the Lord.
因为我相信这就是大卫如何他自己来坚固他自己的信心。
We read in 1 Samuel chapter 30 that David and his men had gone out to fight.
在撒母耳记上三十章，在这里大卫跟他的勇士出去征战。
They came back home from the campaign to Ziklag and they saw already afar off that the city was burned.
然后呢，他们征战完了以后，他们回到他们住的起格拉城，他发现整个城呢就是被烧毁了。
Smoke was ascending.
他们看见到处都是烟。
As the men got closer to the city, they found that the enemy had come and done that and taken off with all their wives and their children.
当他们靠近这个城的时候，他们就发现仇敌已经来了，把他们的妻子儿女都掳去了。
My tendency would be to lose heart.
如果是我的话，我很可能就灰心丧胆。
I might be afraid.
我可能就非常的害怕。
I might not want to go on anymore. I might be too saddened and overwhelmed by the circumstance.
我或许呢，对这个环境就是充满了害怕或是充满了伤心。
But in that chapter, we read what David did.
但是在那里，我们看见大卫做的。
And I don't know specifically and exactly what he did, but it says he encouraged himself or he strengthened himself in the Lord.
我不知道他到底做了什么，他到底怎么做的。但是圣经告诉我们，他就在耶和华面前心里坚固。
What did he do to encourage himself?
到底他做了什么使他的心理坚固他仰望耶和华
What did he do to become strengthened? How did he open up his soul to the Lord?
他到底如何把他的心向神敞开仰望耶和华
I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do with singing.
我不知道他到底做什么但是我想或许他会唱诗
I wouldn't be surprised if he found a harp someplace if he had one, if they didn't burn it up.And he started to strum that thing and sing, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
或许呢如果他的琴呢没有被烧掉的话他可能 找出他的琴来就开始唱歌。我的心啊你要赞美耶和华凡在我里面的都要称颂他。
Open your soul to the King of Glory.
让我们把我们的心向这个荣耀的王敞开。
Praise him, worship him.
赞美他敬拜他。
Love him, adore him, acknowledge him.
赞美他敬拜他爱他
Paul and Silas, what did they do? They were in jail at midnight after being beaten.
保罗和希拉他们被打了以后关在监狱里面他们做了什么
And Aaron Stocks, they're in Acts 16, sitting in stocks, their backs bloodied.
他们的手脚上了木狗他们的后背被打得流血
Oh, Silas, I feel so bad for you.
Oh, Silas, 我非常的抱歉
This isn't fair, we should sue them.
这实在不公平我们应该告他们
If I just get out of here I'll get them I'll tell you I'll get them Yeah I'll get them
我如果有一天 我被放出去的话我要对他们报仇 我要报复
That's not what I read in my Bible、I don't read that in my Bible You don't read that in your Bible either
但是我们在圣经里找不到这样子的话
We don't read it in the Bible because it's not in the Bible
我们在圣经里找不到因为圣经不是这么写的
We read what it says here At midnightInstead, they sang a hymn.
但是圣经里却说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉就开始祷告，唱诗赞美神。
Why did they have to sing a hymn?
他们为什么需要赞美？
Did people need to go to the restroom? Did they need to take an offering? What are they singing a hymn for?
他们为什么要唱诗呢？难道这是收奉献的时候吗？
Because they just open up their soul to the King of Glory.
因为他们就是把他们的心向荣耀的王敞开。
They sang a hymn, and then they sang praises to God.
他们唱了诗然后就开始赞美神
I don't know what they did I could just see Paul Paul must have started the whole thing because he wasn't going to lose heart because he knew what it was to have a ministry in the spirit
我相信一定是保罗开始的因为他知道因为他有这个新约的职分所以他可以不上胆
So here in stocks and in bonds at midnight all of a sudden the apostle Paul looks over at Silas and says Hallelujah Hallelujah HallelujahHallelujah! Hallelujah!
所以保罗呢他手上靠了木狗他可能就叫希拉一起唱 Hallelujah!
Can you hear him doing that?
你可以听见他们这样子唱诗吗
And that inspired Silas to sing Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And the two of them Hallelujah! 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 And maybe they went on from there Worthy isThe Lamb that was slain. And no, they sang their way out of jail.
他们就这样子一直唱，一直唱，直到他们被放出了监狱。
You could sing your way out of jail too.
你也可以照样的这样子唱出你的牢房。
And when the enemy throws this and despair and fatigue and disillusioned and I don't understand what, sing when the day is bright, sing in the darkest night.
当仇敌把这些灰心丧胆、失望、害怕，都把它丢给你的时候，你就一直唱，一直唱，在黑夜里唱，直到唱到正午。
You and I are not naturally wired that way.
有这些，其实我们天性不是这样的。
That's generally not the first thing that comes to my mind when I'm in such a situation.
当我们碰到这样子的环境的时候我们第一个反应通常不是这样
It takes the ministry of the Spirit of God
但是我们受了这个神的圣灵的职分
You know what happens it's in Acts chapter 5 after Paul instructs them to be filled with the Spirit then right after the next verse speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord
但是保罗呢他就说我们要用诗歌颂词的来向我们的心灵歌唱口唱心和的赞美神
Think there's any correlation between being filled with the Spirit and singing and worshiping and glorifying and praising God
你想在圣灵充满跟 唱诗赞美神之间是不是有这个关系？有这个关联。
I'm going to need to learn these lessons myself better than I know them if I'm going to make it through.
我知道，如果我要走出这些环境，我必须在这个功课上学好。
I don't want to lose heart.
因为我不希望丧胆灰心。
James says, "Don't give place to the devil. Don't give the enemy a foothold in your heart, your life."
雅各说，不要让仇敌在我们的生活里面有这个地位。
We would resist the devil and he will flee from you.
抵挡魔鬼，他就逃跑。
How do you resist the devil?
但是如果我们如何来抵挡魔鬼？
What do you do? You yell at the devil? I don't suggest you do that.
难道我们要向那个仇敌吼叫吗？我不赞成我们这样子做。
You know how you resist the devil? You praise the Lord.
我们如何来抵挡魔鬼呢？我们就是来赞美神。
You praise him for his precious blood.
我们来为他的宝血来赞美神。
God forbid, Paul said that I should glory save in the cross of Christ. God forbid that I should glory save in anything except in the cross of Jesus Christ. That's what I'll make my boast in.
让神帮助我们，使我们在耶稣基督和他宝血之外没有任何可夸的。
And as we acknowledge Jesus, as we worship him, as we thank him for the cross and for the blood,
当我们向耶稣赞美的时候，我们感谢他的救恩，感谢他的宝血，感谢他的十字架。
Then the enemy has to go back where he came from.
那仇敌呢，就必须要回到他原来的地方。
Peter says he goes about the enemy like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
彼得说那个我们的仇敌就好像吼叫的狮子，四围游行，要寻找可吞吃的人。
And then he says, resist him steadfast in the faith.
但是他就说要我们用坚固的信心抵挡他。
In Isaiah 59, Isaiah is already prophesying about it when the enemy comes in like a flood.
在以赛亚书59章，他这里以赛亚呢，他给了一个预言，就是说当仇敌像那个洪水一样的来袭的时候
，The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him.
但是那个神的灵呢，他就可以兴起来抵挡。
And every one of us will face that enemy coming in like a flood.
我们每一个人呢，都会遇见这仇敌就来，好像一个洪水袭击一样。
You all know that a few years ago in Hurricane Sandy, our house was flooded.
你知道，在几年以前，当那个Hurricane 飓风 Sandy 来的时候，我的家子就被淹掉了。
There was 8 feet of water in the street in front of my house. I could swim down the block.
在我家门口的就有那个淹水淹了8尺深的水。
Ducks were going by.
我可以在那个我可以在水里游泳，而且我看见鸭子都游来游去。
It happened so fast, the water just rose so quickly.
那个当水灾的时候，水涨得非常的快，一下子就涨到八尺。
And there in Isaiah 59, it says, "When the enemy, not if the enemy will happen to come in like a, when the enemy comes in like a flood, because he will."
在以赛亚书，他这里说，不是说如果仇敌来，而且他是说当仇敌来的时候，因为仇敌一定会来。当仇敌像洪水一样的来的时候
，In Matthew chapter 7, when Jesus talks at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and he says, "Who do I liken a wise man unto? One that built his house on the rock." And then he says, "And when the wind blows, and when the rains come, not if, when."
所以在马太福音第七章，耶稣在登山宝训的时候，他说：“那聪明人要把房子建造在磐石上的时候，他就说洪水来的时候，他不是说如果洪水来，而是说洪水来的时候。”
So learning from the Apostle Paul, I would take this as my lesson tonight.
所以呢，如果我们向使徒保罗学习，今天这就是我们要学的功课。
When the enemy comes in,
当仇敌来的时候。
When I feel overwhelmed,
当我感觉实在招架不住的时候
when fear and fatigue set in,
当我开始惧怕，开始疲倦的时候
you don't have to lose heart,
我们不需要丧胆灰心
because there's a renewing of the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵可以来更新我们
every single day,
每一天都可以更新我们
and we've received this ministry, so we faint not,
因为我们受了这个职分，所以我们可以不丧胆
we walk in the Spirit and we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因为我们行在圣灵中，我们就不去满足肉体的情欲。
We overcome day by day.
我们每一天一天一天的得胜。
So he writes to the church of Philippi in the 4th chapter of Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以保罗呢就写信给腓立比的教会，在第四章他就说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都可行。
He doesn't say I can do all things through Christ because I'm a member of the Sanhedrin and I know a lot of the Jewish customs and I know a lot of the scriptures by memory.
他并不是说我可以战胜这一切，因为我是公会的一员，或是我背了很多的圣经。
I can only do it through Christ.
只是靠着加给我力
量的耶稣基督。Through the enabling
and
the strengthening of the blood of Jesus and the power of His Spirit.
而是借着那个宝血的坚固，还有圣灵的坚固的更新。
Brother Hughes spoke about those verses and probably will again from Isaiah 40.
余牧师他分享了以赛亚书第四十章，他可能还会再提。
Even the youth shall faint, the young men shall utterly fall.
连少年人都会疲倦，那强壮的也会全然扑倒。
But those that put their hope and trust, those who wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength.
但是那些等候耶和华、信靠耶和华的人，他们必重新得力。
And、you have to love the way it's put there. They just not renew their strength, but they mount up on wings like an eagle.
他们不单是重新得力，而且他们就如鹰展翅上腾。
They run and they don't get weary.
他们奔跑而不疲倦。
They walk and they don't faint.
行走却不疲乏。
Oh Lord, help me not to faint. Help me not to get weary in well doing. Help me not to lose heart, but help me to receive out of your fullness day by day against my need.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们不疲倦、不灰心、不丧胆，而是每一天的因着你的帮助，我们可以。每一天，每一天的更新。
I would like to, for just a few minutes, call your attention to a story that we read of in Acts chapters 3 and 4.
在最后呢，我想要来看一下，就是使徒行传第三章、第四章，这里有一个故事。
I don't think I'll read the story. You maybe know it, but I'll tell you the story.
我不会来读，但是我想你们都知道，但是我要告诉你们这个，说这个故事。
It just illustrates what I've been trying to say tonight from 2 Corinthians 4.
这个故事呢就可以来解释一下我今天的信息在灵后第四章的信息
You find at the beginning of the story in chapter 3 This is Peter and John in the early church after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
在第三章我们看见这个故事的背景呢就是在圣灵浇灌下来之后在彼得约翰他到圣殿去
They're going up to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer
他们在祷告的时候上圣殿去祷告
And there was a man that every single day was carried to that temple
在这里有一个人，他每一天都被人抬来。
We read in the Bible that he was lame. He could not walk. His feet were not strong.
圣经告诉我们，他是生来瘸腿的，他腿没有力量，不能行走。
So he had to rely on others, friends of his, to carry him every single day, lay him there outside of the temple gate, and he would beg for alms.
所以他每天必须靠着他的朋友把他抬到。圣殿的门口，然后在那边祈求。
He could not stand, he could not walk.
因为他不能站，也不能走。
So Peter and John go past him, and he's begging for money or for some coins to be thrown into his little bucket there.
所以彼得和约翰呢，都定睛看他，他就希望跟他们祈祷什么。
And you remember the words, look on us.
你记得彼得和约翰就说，你看我们。
Silver and gold I don't have.
金银我都没有。
But what I do have, I'll give to you.
只把我所有的给你。
Peter had received something, evidently.
很明显的，彼得是有一些什么东西。
He wasn't talking about himself. What I have received, I will dispense, I will give to you.
他不是在讲他自己，但是他说，我所接受的，我可以给你。
We heard the verses read earlier. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This he spake of the Spirit that they which believe on him would receive.
就像我们刚刚所看到的经节，耶稣说，那信的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。这是指着信的人要受圣灵说的。
Peter had received.
彼得他有接受了。
And there was a river of life that was flowing out of him.
所以呢，就有这个生命的活泉从他里面涌出来。
And that river of life made the lame to walk.
这生命的活泉使这个瘸子可以行走。
Peter said to that man, I don't have silver and gold, but what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk.
所以彼得对他说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉纳撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
And immediately that man received strength in his bones in his ankles in his legs
所以立刻呢他的腿他的踝子骨都有了能力
Now again picture it
我们可以想象一下
Here's a man that's never walked or at least not for many years perhaps
这个人或许从来没有走过或许许多年都没有走路了
Everybody sees him being carried to the temple every single day and plopped down there and picked up again and carried back home
所以呢，人都看见他每天呢就被人抬到圣殿里，然后呢又被人抬回家。
But life comes into that man.
但是这时候生命进来了。
The Holy Spirit, the touch of God in his life.
圣灵来了，来触摸了他的生命。
You know, the Gaithers didn't write the song, he did. He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
所以呢，我想那首诗是他写的。他说，哦，他摸我，他摸我。
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened.
有事情发生，我的灵里充满了喜乐。
And now I know he touched me and he made me whole.
因为我知道他摸我，我使我痊愈。
And here this man, he's leaping, he's jumping, he runs into the temple, he's running up and down doing somersaults in the aisle. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. He touched me, he made me whole. I never walked before, I'm walking now. I'm changed, I'm different, I've got strength. I don't need to be carried anymore. Praise the Lord!
所以在这里他就跑着跳着到圣殿里面到去赞美神。我们可以想象他就在那里翻跟斗，他就在那里说，我从来没有行走过，但是现在耶稣触摸了我，神触摸了我，我现在可以行走。哈利路亚，赞美神。
Some of us need that touch.
我们很多人也需要这样子的触摸。
Some of us haven't leaped or praised the Lord or jumped or thanked him for how long has it been?
我们有些人可能已经很久我们没有唱着跳着来赞美神。
But when there's that renewing, when there's that touch of God on your life,
但是当神的触摸临到我们的生命，
it energizes you.
他就给了我们能力。
He strengthens you.
他给 你力量。
With might by His Spirit in the inner being.
借着他的灵，使我们的里面的人活起来。
And something happened, and now I know it's His touch.
有一件事情发生，我知道，因为他触摸了我。
Since I met the blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, I could never cease to praise Him.
自从我遇见了这位救主，自从他使我痊愈以后，我没有办法停止来赞美他。
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
我一直到永远永世，我都要来赞美他。
So here's this guy. You could just see him, and I could see the Sanhedrin. I could see the chief priests. What are we going to do?
当这个人在这边跑着跳着赞美神的时候，我可以想象公会的人还有那个大祭司，他们就在想该怎么办。
We don't know what to do with this guy. You know, if it was just we could argue his theology, we could debate him and win.
他们就在想，这个我们该怎么办呢？如果他是在这里讲到，我们或许可以跟他辩论、辩驳。
It's like the guy in the Gospel of John, who's blind, and all of a sudden his eyes were opening. Okay, let's talk about this. Who did this to you? What day did he do this on? What are you doing this for?
就好像在约翰福音里面那个瞎子被痊愈以后，他们就开始审问他，这到底是谁做的？怎么做的？为什么？
And that guy said, "Look, I have no idea who it was that touched me. I have no idea who it was that opened my eyes. I just know this one thing. I couldn't see.And now I can. That's all I know. You want to yell at me, you want to argue with me, you want to tell me it's the wrong day of the week, do whatever you got to do. But one thing I know, I was blind, and I'm not blind no more. Now I can see.
但这个人呢，他说，我不知道谁摸我，我不知道谁痊愈使我痊愈，但是我知道的就是一件事情，我从前不能看见，但是我现在可以看见了。这件事情你没有办法跟我辩驳。
That's the kind of touch of the Holy Spirit that I need.
这就是这样子的，圣灵的触摸是我所需要的。
That changes and radically changes my life.
因为它大大的改变了我的生命。
So that I could really sing, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
所以我就可以大声的说，自从耶稣进住进我的心里，我有了一个极大的改变。
You know, it'll get you out of floods of joy, or my soul.I can see we bail us wrong. Too high, I'm not singing that now.
这我们就不会唱诗歌像这个样子了，就是一点就是没精打采的。
You know, when he touches you.
因为当他触摸我们。
You're liable to get up and shout.
我们就可以站起来跳起来大声喊。
You might want to just praise him and raise your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for your touch.
我们可能就举起我们的手来说，主啊，谢谢你来摸我。
Because it's that kind of touch that we need day by day, the renewing day by day.
我们需要这样子的触摸，我们需要这样子的更新，你每一天一天都需要。
In the fourth chapter of Acts, in the 14th verse, just one verse yet that I'd like to read.
然后我们看见第四章《使徒行传》第四章十四节，我就是想要看一节。
Verse 13, when they saw the courage and the Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled ordinary men.
十三节，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民。
Imagine that, unschooled ordinary men. they're not going to argue us. We can debate them. We can run circles around them, but we just can't put our finger on what it was that these men have.
你能想象吗？这些不过就是没有学问的小民，所以他们想要跟他们辩论都没有办法，他们不知道到底该怎么办。
It says that these chief priests, these big shots, were astonished and took note that Peter and John had been with Jesus.
然后呢，这些大人物，那么这些公会里的，还有这些大祭司，他们就认出来这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Because when you're with Jesus,
因为当你跟着耶稣
，when you behold him.
当你注视耶稣
When you're in his presence,
当你在耶稣的同在里面
He changes you from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
他就借着神的灵在荣上加荣的改变我们
And then in
好像主的灵变成的
In that 14th verse, But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say.
14节又看见那治好了的人和他们一同站着就无话可驳。
What are we going to say about this guy? I mean, we know him. We know his before. We know his story. We know what he was like. We know now what he's doing. And what could we say? They were amazed.
我们能够说什么呢？我们对这个人非常了解。我们知道他的过去。我们知道他的情形。现在我们能说什么呢？他们只能稀奇。
When Jesus touches our lives,
当耶稣来摸我们的生命
something happens.
有一件事情就会发生。
Can't explain it.
没办法解释
I can't put it into words.
没办法用话来描写
You don't have to be learned or schooled.
你不需要是一个大有学问的人
You just have to have time with Jesus.
你只要需要花时间跟耶稣在一起
And the others, they don't know what to say anymore. You can't explain that life.
那别人呢就没有办法解释他们没有办法辩驳
Here's the guy that was bound in addiction, bound in whatever it might be, but now he's set free.
就像有的人，他们被毒瘾所捆绑，但是现在得了释放。
Here's the guy that why his wife couldn't get along with him. I had a lady like that in our church. They were about on the end of their rope, and they didn't know what to do, and they were both losing heart, and it was a mess.
就像有一对夫妇在我们教会，他们的婚姻实在没有办法走下去了，他们两个都非常的灰心，他们的婚姻一塌糊涂。
We talked about it. We read the scriptures. We spoke of it. We prayed together.
所以我们就一起读圣经，一起祷告。
As time went on, things began to change in their relationship.
慢慢的，他们之间的关系就开始有了变化。
At their 10th wedding anniversary, they asked me if I'd renew their vows.
所以当他们在结婚十周年的时候，他们问我愿不愿意为他们主持，他们要重立他们的婚约。
Altogether different, and their family members that didn't believe or know the Lord came. And how did this happen? What happened?
那他们完全都不一样了。当他们的家人来的时候，他们觉得很稀奇。
Did they stumble onto something, you know, novel and new?
到底是怎么回事呢？他们是不是找到了一些新的方法呢
？Jesus can touch a life and change a heart.
因为耶稣可以摸我们的生命，改变我们的心。
He can renew a relationship.
他也可以使我们的关系被改变。
He could snap the fetters of sin.
他可以断开罪的捆绑和锁链。
He can heal from all sickness and disease.
他也可以医治我们一切的疾病。
It is no secret what God can do.
因为神所做的，这不是一个秘密，神可以做这些。
And God's power is just the same today.
而神的大能到今天仍然是一样的。
And He'd like to do something in every one of our lives that the people out there would say, I can't explain it.
神希望在我们的生命里面也做成一件事情，外面的人是没有办法解释的。
See, without the touch of God, without the Spirit of God, the life of Jesus radiating from us, we're very easily explained.
如果没有神的灵来触摸我们的话，那我们的生命是很容易来解释的，我们生活很容易被解释的。
We're a bunch of religious fanatics, just like that group of people in that group. When we follow this and they follow that, and we're just put in the same category.
如果没有圣灵的触摸的话，我们就跟其他的宗教团体是一样的。就我们的生活呢，就是人家就是这样子的看我们的。
But when Jesus touches us,
但是当耶稣来摸我们的时候
，when He comes into our lives and into our hearts,
当他来到我们的生命，来到我们的心里
，nobody could explain it.
没有人可以解释为什么。
They'll just take note that you've been with Jesus.
他们只会发现我们是跟过耶稣的。
And something's happened.
而有些事情就发生了。
I want a fresh touch.
我需要一个新鲜的触摸。
I need a fresh touch.
我需要新鲜的触摸。
Fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
哦，那新鲜的膏油，圣灵啦，你吹圣灵的风来到我里面。
Give me oil in my lamp.
哦，我的灯需要油。
Lord, I need you.
主啊，我需要你。
I open up my soul to thee.
我向你的心，我的心向你敞开，仰望你。
King of glory, come in.
荣耀的王，请进来。
No, I'm not going to lose heart.
我不要丧胆。
No, I'm not going to get weary in well doing.
我不要行善而灰心。
In due season, we'll reap if we faint not.
如果我们不灰心，时候到了就要收成。
So let's keep on, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们继续加油。
But let's not just keep on in our own strength. Let's receive from Him a fresh touch.
我们继续加油，不是靠着我们自己的力量，而是从主接受那新鲜的触摸。
Let Him anoint your head with fresh oil.
让主用新鲜的膏油来膏抹我们的头。
You know, I could just hear the Apostle Peter saying to the crowds of people as they milled around and questioned, "And how did this happen?"
我就可以想象当使徒彼得呢，当众人在那边稀奇到底发生什么事情的时候，他就对他们说
I can hear Peter saying, well, yeah, it's not me, it's not us. Don't look at us as if we by our power have done anything.
所以他就说，不是我们，不要看我们好像我们借着自己的能力成就了这事。
I'm just a fisherman.
我不过就是一个渔夫。
And I'm a failure too. I mean, I forsook the Lord. I put my foot in my mouth more than once. I deny that I ever knew him.
我不过就是一个失败的人，我曾经三次否认我的主，我也常常说话说错话。
Peter can say, you know what he did for me?
但是彼得可以说，你知道他为我做了什么吗？
He touched my life.
因为他触摸了我的生命。
He renewed and restored.
他重新更新了，而且恢复了我。
And where I had failed, he strengthened me.
当我失败的时候，他刚强了我。
It was all his touch.
完全都是因为他触摸我。
And now he's transformed my life.
现在他完全改变了我的生命。
And what he's done for me, he can do for you.
他为我所做的也可以照样做在你身上。
He can make you a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use.
他可以使你成为一个贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
So Lord, we thank you tonight.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your fresh anointing.
我们感谢你那新鲜的膏油。
We thank you for your touch, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你的触摸。
We thank you for your presence here with us.
主啊，我们谢谢你今天在这里的同在。
Lord, we don't want to be able to be explained by people who come in contact with our lives.
主啊，我们不希望我们周围的人对我们生命里发生的事情都可以很好的解释过来。
We want to be able to give them a reason for the hope that lies in us.
哦，主啊，我们希望可以给他们也有一个盼望的缘由。
And it's all about you, Jesus.
也都是你。
It's all about your fresh touch.
都是你耶稣，都是你新鲜的触摸。
About your Holy Spirit in our lives.
都是你在我们生命里面的圣灵。
It's where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
And we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord and are changed from glory to glory even by your Spirit.
当我们敞着脸仰望主的时候，我们就荣上加荣的被主改变。
And we've received this ministry from you.
我们接受了这个职分。
We do not lose heart.
我们不丧胆。
Though the outward man perish, the inner man is renewed every single day.
虽然我们的外体毁坏，但是我们的里面的人却一天新似一天。
So Lord, tonight,
主啊，今天晚上
before we go back to our homes,
在我们回家以前
anoint our heads with oil.
主啊，你用油来膏抹我们的头。
Give me oil in my lamp, I pray.
主啊，我的灯需要油。
Lord, if I haven't jumped or leaped or praised or worshipped or if I haven't shed tears, if I haven't been thrilled in my inner being.
主啊，如果我已经很久或是从来没有跑着跳着来赞美你，或是向你哭泣流泪，或是被你触摸。
Give me a fresh touch.
主啊，现在给我一个新鲜的触摸。
That I too might walk and leap and praise God.
所以我可以行走，来跳跃的来赞美神。
We thank you, you have that for us, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你已经为我们预备。
May we receive.
让我们都来接受。
For Jesus' sake.
为了主的缘故。
Lord, there may be someone in this meeting tonight that's discouraged.
主啊，或许今天在这里有一些人，他们灰心了。
There may be someone facing the giants, and the battle seems to be overwhelming to them.
或许有的人，他们面对的这个征战是这么的严峻，而他们面对的巨人是这么的高大。
There may be some that are fatigued and getting weary and continually praying and doing well and trying and striving.
或许 有的人呢，他们继续的不断的行善，但是他们已经感觉疲倦了。
Lord, perhaps there are those that are because of it losing heart.
或许因着这些，他们开始丧胆。
I pray that you'll give us a fresh touch.
主啊，我求你给我们一个新鲜的触摸。
I pray that you'll stir the slumbering chords again.
主啊，能够让我们在里面重新的来挑选定音。
Oh Jesus, I can't by words change anybody.
主啊，耶稣，我的话没有办法改变任何人。
It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit.
不是靠着我们的灵，乃是靠着你的圣
灵。Remove the mountains of indifference, the obstacles that are in our paths.
主啊，挪去我们这些不冷不热，或是我们的一切的拦阻。
Lord, we take courage tonight.
主啊，今天晚上我们就要重新拾回我们的胆量。
Because of the power that there is in your touch.
因为在你触摸的时候是有能力的。
Touch our hearts, touch our lives, touch us afresh, we pray.
主啊，来触摸我们的生命，来触摸我们的心。
In Jesus' name we ask it.
我们奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
I think a lot of you know, we'll probably have it on the screen, but you know that little prayer that I know you've sung many times before, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
我们有这一首诗歌，我神求你用圣灵来充满我。诗歌252首。
Before we go, let's pray and in faith believe that the Spirit of the Living God will fall fresh on you.
诗歌252首。
That God by His Spirit will just mold and break and fill you.
圣灵在用圣灵来充满我，我神求用圣灵在充满我。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. done. Fall fresh upon us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe there are several brothers or sisters that would just like to lead us in prayer. Let's ask Him. Let's receive from Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of the living God, Jesus. 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 Let your Spirit, oh God, have His way. Dear Lord, fall fresh. Oh, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Spirit of God.
Spirit of the living God. Touch fresh tonight, dear Lord.
Encourage, strengthen, lift. Oh, Jesus, renew. Hallelujah. By your Spirit, God. Jesus, Jesus. Touch us afresh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
我们都需要你更多的来占有我们，主啊，真的时候再一次让我们心里的力量都刚强起来，让我们更多的来经历到你的爱是何等的长阔高深，让基督因我们的心住在我们的里面，让我们能够动起来，如鹰一样来快跑的跟随你。这个时候我们需要你，我们从心的深处我们需要你。
Yes, Lord. Help us. Yes, Lord.
Move us.
Yes, Lord.
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Touch of the Spirit to change our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Change our mindset. Touch. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus.
Oh,
His Spirit upon us to touch us afresh. There's that woman that we read of. She said, I know that if I just press through this crowd and if I just could touch the hem of his garment, I know that life will flow. I know that I'll have my need met. I know that virtue will flow from Jesus into my body, into my need, if I just could touch the hem of his garment.
就像那个血漏的妇人，她拥挤到耶稣的身边，她说，我知道，只要我能够触摸他的衣裳，他的生命就可以流到我的生命里面，他就可以满足我的需要，他可以使我的血漏止住。
See, she knew Jesus was close.
因为她知道耶稣来到。
She knew he wasn't far away from where she was.
因为她这个女人，她知道耶稣就在不远的地方。
And Jesus tonight is close.
而今天晚上耶稣就不远
He's not far from any of us.
因为他离我们不远
And I know that if I press through and just touch the hem of his garment,
我知道我只要拥挤到耶稣的身边触摸他的衣裳
I know that I'll be well.
我可以得痊愈
I know that my need will be met.
我知道他可以满足我的需要
I know that my life will be changed.
我知道我的生命可以有改变
Something happened.
有一件事情会发生。
He touched me.
因为他可以摸我。
He made me whole.
他可以使我痊愈。
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy there floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We pray, dear Lord, tonight.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们今天晚上向你祷告。
By faith, will reach out to receive from you.
我们每一个人，我们的信心都可以飞扬来触摸你。
Touch us, Lord.
主啊，来触摸我们。
May we touch you.
我们也可以摸你。
May that virtue and life flow into our need.
使你的生命能够流到我们里面。
And Lord, let something happen.
让就是有事情可以发生。
In everyone's lives tonight, because we've been here, Lord, let something happen.
让我们每一个人今天，因为今天晚上在这里，就会有事情发生。
We believe that it is happening.
我相信那些事情就在发生。
We believe that you're quickening.
我相信我们都被苏醒了。
You're strengthening.
我们都得着了能力。
As we lift up our souls to you, you're coming in and you're fighting for us. You're changing us.
当我们敞开心来仰望你，你就来到我们里面，你就使我们得能力。
You're renewing us tonight, Lord.
你今天晚上就更新了我们。
Strengthening.
主啊，你来
We thank you for
刚强我们。主啊，谢谢你。
We pray, Lord, that we would learn to live in dependence upon you day by day.
主啊，我们向你祷告，让我们学会每一天每一天都这样子的来依靠你。
Out of your fullness against our need.
我每一天都从你的丰满里面支取我们的需要。
And we thank you for it.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.